93 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 1 in 10 Wisconsin school children are not up to date on routine vaccinations they have to attend school. That's about 90,000 kids potentially at risk for catching things like hepatitis B, polio, or measles. That's according to a new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum using data from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. The report points to poverty and a rise in personal vaccination waivers. The Wisconsin Assembly is set to vote today on three bills that would limit the rights of transgender Wisconsinites. Two of the bills would regulate who can and cannot compete in girls' and women's sports. Another would ban gender-affirming care for people under 18. Governor Evers says he'll veto the bills if they make it to his desk. Senator Tammy Baldwin wants President Biden to refreeze $6 billion of Iranian assets after the Hamas attack on Israel. Nate Wegehout has more.
The Hamas group has long had ties with the Iranian government, but officials have not yet linked Iran to the attacks. Senator Baldwin said that until she is fully confident Iran had nothing to do with the terrorist attacks in Israel, the U.S. should not free up the money. The White House released that money last month in a deal to release five American prisoners. Baldwin joins a bipartisan group of lawmakers calling for the White House to refreeze those funds. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden is drawing attention for another profane outburst. This time, Politico reports the 3rd District Republican interrupted a White House briefing on the terrorist attack in Israel. One person who was there says Van Orden shouted and swore at the briefers. Van Orden's office did not respond right away for a comment. Van Orden made news for losing his temper at a group of Senate pages in Washington this summer. 2 years ago, he shouted at a teenage library staffer in Prairie du Chien over a gay pride display. A new tool is shedding light on America's immigration population. Edwin J. Vieira reports.
Anthony Capote with the Immigration Research Initiative hopes policymakers can use this information to help develop immigrant legislation.
If there are lots of immigrants in your state who are lacking in English language proficiency, that's a good sign from a policy perspective that it's time to bolster English as a second language program or create secondary language on things like ballots and tax information.
Capote says this tool is also designed to dispel misinformation about immigrants, particularly that immigration isn't a racial issue or the narrative that immigrants are low-wage workers. This is Edwin J. Vieira.
Better luck next time, Wisconsin. Someone in California won the big Powerball jackpot last night. At $1.76 billion, it's the second highest Powerball payout ever. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Several state legislators say they didn't support increased funding for Milwaukee with the intention of enabling the city's mayor to grant himself a raise. Mayor Cavalier Johnson recently presented his proposal to raise the salary of elected officials in the city by 15%. The Milwaukee Common Council president has indicated that they are carefully considering the pay raise proposal, which, if implemented, would elevate the mayor's annual salary from $147,000 annually to $169,000. The 60th anniversary of Waukesha's Christmas Parade is approaching, with the theme this year called A Holiday Gem, with a slightly shorter route going this year. It'll start near the state office building on Barstow, travel down Main Street, and will conclude at Cutler Park. The parade is set to take place Sunday, December 3rd. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks getting ready to unveil their new lineup. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks have confirmed when they take on the Lakers in L.A. Sunday, it'll be the first time they team up Damian Lillard with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Lillard picked up in that mega trade with the Portland Trail Blazers. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin on his role during the game.
You're not reinventing the wheel. You know, your job is just to put them in a position that where they can thrive. You know, the ball will be in his hand as well as the ball will be in Giannis' hands. They're team first people, so we're just lucky to have them.
Damian Lillard asked, is he confident that this matchup with Giannis is going to work?
I think when you put in winning first, and that's the reason I'm here, is to have opportunity to win. I think you got to come into it open-minded and understanding that it might take some sacrifice. You know, it usually does if you want to attain anything. So I also know that I'm joining his team, and I'm also here to enhance it.
Baseball fans in Texas excited. The Rangers swept the Orioles 3-0 to advance to the American League pennant against the Houston Astros. In the National League, the Diamondbacks became the first team ever to hit 4 home runs in a single inning during the playoffs, Arizona eliminating the Dodgers and advancing to the NLCS. Brewers general manager Matt Arnold asked if this was Corbin Burns' last season in Milwaukee as a starter for the crew.
Yeah, Corbin means a ton to what we've done here. I mean, he's a warrior on the mound. We can never close the door on any conversations, as you guys know. I think that's just the reality of where we are. But we know that he is a very, very valuable member of our franchise.
College football, Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell asked about facing former Badgers backup quarterback Deacon Hill, now the starting quarterback for the Iowa Hawkeyes, Saturday at 3.
I think you just got to really take a good look at what he's doing there. I mean, there's not a whole lot here other than the players. Obviously, they know who he is and know a lot more about him and probably are still connected to him and friends, but it's hard to get into all that. I think you just got to make sure you do your job and evaluate what it is that they've done and see how they're using him in different ways.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up? This
is a big party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother, like,
it.
Stop
it.
Right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Earl. How are you?
Well, listen, man, listen. 6 straight days without the sun. Are you aware of that?
I've noticed.
So we are undertaking 6 days without the sun consecutively. And had I known that, I mean, I was out in the sun a little bit yesterday. If I would have known it was going to be 6 days, I wouldn't have spent 1 minute inside. Man, 6 days without the sun?
Yeah, we're definitely approaching that season.
Yeah, man. It's kind of like, well, even during that season, there's sun. But, you know, we're going to be deluged in rain. I've been saying all year, Mother Nature never forgets. You heard me. She all throughout the drought, Mother Nature never forgets. So all the time that we were having these droughts, I kept saying, it's going to change. Mother Nature won't forget. She's going to make sure everything evens out. Well, it sounds like over the next 6 days, 5 days or so, Mother Nature's going to even out the lack of rain that we've had, that all of us were begging for, to make sure our lawns and flowers and all of those things that we take pride in our yards. You know, I'm one of those guys who spends a lot of time out in his yard and with the flowers and all those things. And this is the first year, I think, in a long time that I just had to give up. I fought it. Kept the grass watered and the flowers and all those things and kept struggling with it and planted all the flowers. But, man, it was a rough go of it. So, anyway, it's about time to pull all that up now and get ready for, you know, what we know as a dormant time. But let me get into this because we got a lot to talk about as always. Hey, Calvin, you're 24 years old. Let me see. How long have cell phones been around? Well, I shouldn't ask that question because I remember when the cell phones that used to be, you know, the size of, you know, bricks, right? And I used to watch the people, only the wealthy had cell phones and access to those cell phones. And so, you know, I always wanted a cell phone. And those of us who were average Joes would long to have an opportunity to get our hands on a cell phone. In the movies, only the very wealthy had them. But how old were you when you got your first cell phone, man?
I got my first cell phone before I went to middle school. So
before you went to middle school?
Like, to go to middle school, it was.
Right, and I would venture to say that was probably a flip phone, right?
It was one of those slide ones that had a keyboard.
Oh, it had developed by the time you were around. You were able to get one that was you know, not that flip phone, that you know, my first cell phone. But, you know, my, how times have changed. Because right now, you know, I spent a lot of years in the public school system, and I saw children, you know, in kindergarten, in grade school, man, with cell phones. And parents would, when I would ask questions about why the six-year-old had a cell phone, and the parents would say, well, you know, I need to know what's going on with my child. And I would say to them, because what would happen is when you give a child a cell phone very young, it's kind of hard, man, once they get hooked up on these phones, man, to separate them. We all get connected to those phones. Is it safe to say you're connected to yours?
Yeah, I probably more than I should be. Yes.
Well, come on. What do you mean? Yeah. I'm one of those people who 8 years ago, or maybe even, yeah, maybe 7, 8 years ago, I still had a flip phone. And my wife would say to me, hey, you got to get rid of that flip phone. And I said, well, I'm not going to be like the rest of them. She said, what do you mean? You're not going to see me walking down the street with my head down and always playing with this phone. Because I noticed, I saw people doing that, and I said, that'll never be me. And then she said, well, you're on radio. You need to change phones. And she finally bought me a different phone. And now when you see me, Calvin, guess what you see me doing? Walking down the street with my head down, fooling around with my phone. But that's different for adults. I want to say we need to challenge what's happening when you give a child a phone, a young child. And I don't know. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can join me in this conversation. But for our listening audience, which is basically bluebeards like I am, it's about your grandchild now. But when you give a child a cell phone, and I guess, Calvin, you have to help me with this stuff, because a cell phone and a smartphone, are they two different things?
Yeah, I would probably consider them two different things. They do the same thing to an extent, but obviously a smartphone can go on the internet, it can get apps, games.
Right. So I understand why parents want to make sure that they know where their children are at all times. My sons didn't get cell phones when, and now I gotta qualify. They're 40, 46. I can't believe my son is 46 years old, man. Well, buddy, I guess he is. 46. 45 and 38. So I don't know. Maybe we didn't have to worry so much about that. But when parents give children cell phones at young ages or these smartphones, they really have to be careful with what they are doing. And so I was reading this article this morning on the Huffington Post. And it said the thing you shouldn't rely on when giving your child a cell phone. And clearly the first thing that people are going to talk about is we're concerned about our child getting on the internet. And so we've got to figure out the security aspects of the phones. And I'll tell you, to this day, Calvin, I don't know anything about security on the phones. I don't know how to set security on a laptop. I don't know how to set security on anything. And I bet that there are many parents who don't know how to do those things. But you know, Calvin, security, setting the security parameters, that's not always a guarantee, is it?
It would depend on the parameters and how smart the kid is. It probably would be enough for 6, 7, 8 year olds. When you get to 11, 12, 13 year olds, probably won't be enough.
So by that time they're able to figure it out.
Yeah, probably by the time they've got some school and some more computer experience.
And if they've got friends are clearly going to help them navigate, the security on those things. So parents who don't know, they think that, you know, if we can just get the security things down, we're fine. And we don't have to worry anymore. Well, parental controls aren't the best bet. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, what you can do and how you can go about protecting your child. Because I maintain, Calvin, that once a child has been exposed to the internet, it's kind of hard to be innocent anymore. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, I would probably agree with you.
Yeah, and I know that's a hard thing for you to do with an old guy. And but clearly, once that child gets a chance to get on TikTok and all these other different things, it's a whole new world for a child who's been led a protected life. Is it safe to say that?
Yes. They'll definitely see things I've never seen before.
Yeah. And so parents want to try to protect their kids from those things, but, you know, don't know how. And so I'm kind of glad I'm not parenting in today's world, because it is a much more difficult undertaking than it ever was with my generation. And part of all of these things is why right now, in states like Utah, they are fighting to ban TikTok and other things because they know the impact that this is having on their children, and they think that this should be regulated. Calvin, your thoughts?
I think regulation is in the tech sphere is something that's really difficult. I'm not sure what the regulations would be that could possibly be effective.
Well, you know, I don't know, man. You know, I've never been on TikTok, but I would think TikTok is probably similar to Instagram, right?
Yeah, it's pretty similar.
So Instagram is more for adults than TikTok? I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't say it's necessarily like marketed that way. It's just kind of like a cultural thing. Like Instagram was a big when I was like in high school. So my generation still uses Instagram a lot, whereas TikTok's kind of like the newer generations.
And so we got to go to break. When we come back, I want to delve a little deeper, man, and I can't do it without you because I don't know anything about these things. And many in our audience don't know about them, but we better learn in a hurry. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Timeout. Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about, you know, the first time you give your child a cell phone and the impact of that. I remember, you know, the first time my sons got a chance to drive without me. And the first time that I gave them the keys and they went off, and the fear that you felt until they finally made it back home, you know, and so you didn't know what the outcome of these things were going to be. What's the same kind of thing when you give that cell phone to a young child? Because the consequences of that could be some lifelong changes that your child, as we've worked to protect our children from the world, that cell phone opens them up to all the different things that you've worked your entire life in developing your child at a very young age. And so they can be exposed to, in the twinkling of an eye, most of the things that you've worked diligently to try to protect your child from changes. So, you know, what I guess if we really took the time out and you're asking, well, what are you trying to say, Earl? What I'm trying to say is it is more than a notion to put that thing in the hands of a child. You have to now look at it from the perspective of the impact that it is going to have on that young person's life from that point forward. And I know that in most instances, families aren't looking at it from that perspective, and there'll be those who will say, Earl, you know, you're overgeneralizing, and you're speaking from the perspective of an old guy. And, yeah, part of that is true, but, you know, the part of being old that, you know, a lot of people want to dismiss is experience, life experience, and the things that we've been able to see that maybe somebody younger has not seen. And so it is a harrowing thought now to give a young person a phone. But the question becomes, what do you do? Do you, when you sit down, do you sit down with your child? And I'm not talking about a you know, as Calvin talked about, some child in, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old, but 10, 12 and up. You've got to have a dialogue and a conversation with your child about what this thing is, the evils of it, and the fact that it could make a difference and change their lives. The other part of it is you've also got to have a conversation with your child about the friends and what the friends know about this new technology. You can't monitor all those things, but as a parent, you really need to start making yourself aware of it. And I know we've got all these other things to worry about as parents. We clearly do. But this is one part of it that I think we're going to have to add to the whole list of things that we've been, you know, always preparing ourselves and conversations that we've had with our children growing up. But now you got to talk about the iPad. Now you got to talk about the cell phone. Now you got to talk about the laptop. Because if you don't do this, the reason, again, that they're talking about banning these sites is because of the impact that it's having in the lives of young people that is could very easily change the trajectory of your child's life. This is nothing to play with. A cell phone, or not a cell phone, but a smartphone, is nothing to play with. It is something that will take your child's mind and turn it inside out and upside down. You know how I know? Because it does it with adults, with the things you can do and the places you can go. Now, if it's, you know, exposed in the right manner and fashion, it is as great a tool as ever been created. But, you know, it's the yin and the yang of it as it is in life. But that cell phone and what it can do and what it's capable of doing without guidance and direction, we got to address. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Got a lot to talk about. When we get back, we'll continue the conversation. Be right back.
CBS News Special Report. Secretary of State Blinken is in Tel Aviv, where he's just vowed American allegiance to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the war with Hamas.
As Israel's defense needs evolve, we will work with Congress to make sure that they're met. And I can tell you, there is overwhelming, overwhelming bipartisan support in our Congress for Israel's security.
Netanyahu vowing,
Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed so too will Hamas be crushed.
Israeli air and missile strikes continue to flatten buildings in Gaza, where there is no power and food, water and medicine are running out.
They're wiping us out. This is genocide. It's not even an attack anymore.
The death toll on both sides has climbed to 2,500. Israel says it's identified the more than 90 people taken hostage into Gaza Saturday. The International Red Cross says it's working to secure their release. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The big blue blob is getting bigger. The city of Waukesha has a map showing where Lake Michigan water is now flowing through the pipes, with 90% of water utility customers expected to be fully changed over by tomorrow. The lake water has been coming in from the southeast, with it approaching now the airport area. Reports of issues have been few, according to the utility. A Milwaukee woman is facing disorderly conduct charges after allegedly making threats at a McDonald's in Brookfield. Police say the incident started when a 59-year-old woman complained about receiving burnt fries. Cops were called when she attempted to enter the restricted area behind the counter. A complaint says during the altercation, she became agitated, accused all the employees of being drug dealers, and allegedly threatened to shoot up the restaurant. She's in court next week. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy. With free online training, plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us. Twitter, Instagram.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Calvin, are you aware of junk fees? Have you ever heard of the term junk fees?
I'm not familiar, I don't think.
Okay, so phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So junk fees are added costs that can be added to things that you buy. Food delivery, hotels, bank accounts. These are hidden fees. Now, just listen to the term of that. Listen to that term. Hidden fees. So there should never be anything that's legal about something using that's defined as hidden fees. So, but they exist all around this nation. And almost all the things that you purchase, there's some kind of hidden fee involved in it. Well, so President Biden is working to ban what is called junk fees. And so we just, because we don't know, the American people, I always say, in a representative government, it is shameful that things like junk fees can happen to we, the American people, because they're possible because the very people that we have who are supposed to represent us make it possible for these businesses to charge us hidden fees that we don't know anything about. So California Governor Gavin Newsom, he just signed a new law that bans junk fees. And so there's been this hue and outcry from the people who are gouging us about, well, why are you doing this? Well, they never should have been legal in the first place. The Federal Trade Commission's proposed rule banning junk fees comes after it received 12,000 comments from consumers and businesses on how such fees impact them. The Federal Trade Commission Chair Lena Khan said on a conference call with reporters to discuss the rule. Again, I don't know. When I use my credit card, I don't know that they're hidden fees every time I use it, that somebody's taking a couple other, dollars off of what, they're charging me. I understand the item that I'm purchasing. That's a fair exchange. I know what that is. But why should there then be additional fees, hidden fees, that we don't know anything about? Who makes that legal? And why is that okay? So President Biden in his, plan to address all of these different things that have been impacting the American people for far too long and the monetary policies that happen is now working diligently to remove all these fees. And there's hues and cries from the people who've been taking advantage of you and I for all this time and robbing us blind. Businesses would face a penalty, for $50,000 per violation under this new proposed FTC rule. And so lobbyists for the businesses are pushing back because they clearly want to continue to rob you and I, the citizens of this nation, who all we do is go to work every day and try to make ends meet and expect for our government to do the right thing for us and not allow this to continue. You can look on any bill that you get from the hospitals. If you had spent any time or going through any surgeries or those kind of things, all of these surcharges, buy a ticket. I'm going to see a comedy show next Tuesday, and I'm sure on the ticket there are surcharges that I don't know anything about. And any of you who go to concerts or football games or baseball games or any of those things, there are these hidden fees. And most of us don't know about it. 844 844- 967-2789. Well, I can tell you, they go into billions and billions of dollars in profit because the American people are being gouged. And the worst part about it is, once we find out about it, we individually have not been able to do anything to stop it. And so, thankfully, organizations have come together and gotten testimonies from 15,000 Americans who have said, hey, enough of this already. Whoa, hold it, stop-o. But all of these things that we as Americans wind up, we talk about the greatness of our nation, the greatness of our country, but we need to force the nation to be the things that it says it is. And how great can you be when you're allowed to steal from the citizens? When businesses, it's okay to do that. But some guy goes into a store and steals a candy bar, and he's a criminal, and we want him locked up. But the amount of money that we lose on a yearly basis with these fees, clearly enough to maybe, you know, $2 here, dollar there, 75 cent here, $5 there, all adds up. It's your money. You know, when we talk about all the other things that we're up against and what we face, one of the things that I like to do on this show is to educate people to just what is going on, because none of this is right. So, the FTC said the banning junk fees will also free up 50 million hours of consumer time, as they won't have to search for total price for purchases like hotels and tickets. So they spend 50 million hours right now, the FTC, working to try to figure out all of these different fees that are going on. We're issuing a new policy to ensure that the largest banks in the country play it straight with consumers. All of us, or the majority of us listening to the show right now, we all bank. We don't know about the hidden fees on your, what is this card called, Calvin? It's, I've got it in my pocket. It's when you have money in the bank.
Debit card.
You see me struggling, you know, but a debit card. So we've grown so accustomed to using the debit card. Do you have a debit card?
Yes, I do.
Do you use it a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I use my debit card almost every day. But I don't know about the hidden fees that are associated with it. And the majority of you in the listening audience don't know. And yet we continue to do those things. And then when you find out exactly what is going on and that you're being ripped off, and I get a little upset, because I know that there are systems that supposedly are in place to prevent that. But if you can't get those systems that are supposedly there to do what's right because of something called lobbyists, then the whole idea of democracy has now been turned upside down and inside out. Democracy is more than, you know, what many of us make it out to be. It's made up of a whole lot of different systems that should all work together. They work independently, but at the end of all of it, they should work for the benefit of you and I. And I don't care where it is. And if it's not working, and if it's not working for the benefit of you and I, it's working for the benefit of somebody else. And the fact that the banks can do what they do. I mean, you know, I got a few credit cards, right? And you know, it used to be kind of a prestigious thing. I remember, you know, 25 years ago, you had all these credit cards, your wallet. And you could, a man's wallet had probably provisions for, maybe 10, 12 credit cards. And guys would flip their wallets open and let it roll down. Hey, Calvin's got 12 credit cards. It was a status thing, right? And then the one guy would come out while you're trying to show all your status, and he pull out his American Express. and they would put all that to rest. But yes, look, we are in a point where consumers and these junk fees that have been really wreaking havoc on people who don't know anything about it. All we're asking is for businesses to be fair to us. That's all we're asking. Just be fair. And as the American people, we deserve that. We don't deserve businesses being able to take advantage of us. If we wanted that, I could understand the guy on the street corner, and I'm going to the guy on the street corner, and I'm trying to get a deal from the guy on the street corner. I expect to be taken advantage of. But I'm not expecting, when I go to banks, lending institutions, or you know, businesses, that somebody's going to take advantage of me. I do expect my government to make sure that those playing fields are level, and that we are protected from that, because we should be, because none of us expect this to take place. Let's go to Ken quickly. Hey, Ken, good morning to you. You say what?
Good morning, Earl, gentlemen. Yeah, I got some advice. Get away from the bank and go to a credit union. It's member-owned. You're not dealing with one person that owns it.
Well, you know, that may be the case for the banks, but I'm talking about, you know, all of these different surcharges. When you go to the hotel, when you go to rent a car, when you go to the airport, when you go to a movie, when you go to a concert, it's all of those different things, man. All of those things are lined up, and they take advantage of you and I. And so that's why it's important that we try to educate people on it. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. The FTC will next publish the proposed rule in the Federal Register, and consumers can submit comments online for 60 days after that. So it's not done. It's in the process, and we got to work to make sure that we get it done. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
I thought that she'd break down, but she smiled at me and never made a sound. And I guess she understood in her way, 'cause the silence told me everything she could not say. When it falls apart, well, there's just no easy way. There's just no easy way. There's no easy way to break somebody's heart.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it was New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York, and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Cripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 56 this afternoon under overcast skies. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 37 tonight. Mainly clear skies. Mainly clear tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 59. Mid-50s Thursday and Friday. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees. Scattered showers Thursday. Chance for scattered storms Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And I'm crying crocodile tears this morning because, Mike Lindell, I don't know if you, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you know who Mike Lindell is? Give us a call and let me know if you are aware of who Mike Lindell is. You know, here's a guy who, let's do this. Let's go to Cindy from Appleton. Good morning to you, Cindy. How you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good, Earl. Anyway, I just want to talk about, you know, the fees and junk fees and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I know Chase Bank used to be notorious for this, and there was a term for it. I don't know if it was called stacking or something. But when they knew someone's account was getting low and if the checks would come through, they would automatically put the largest check first.
Yes.
To clear
so they can bounce and they can get more. Thank you. Because I was thinking that I was wasting my time in this conversation.
I dumped Chase Bank because of that. I'm like, really? Because I know that national syndicated economist Clark Howard used to talk and shame them all the time. He said, especially after, you know, they got the bailout. He's like, here they are getting bailed out by the taxpayers, and they're still doing this whatever kind of game it was where they would rip people off. So
you brought up Clark Howard. I had forgotten how many years, decades, I listened to Clark Howard. He was a guy who always had information like that, that was always timely, right?
He was a millionaire, but he was still for the little guy.
Yeah, he was a shrewd, shrewd guy. But people aren't aware of any of those things. You know, the fact that's the way banks used to do it. They would make sure that the checks bounced. for the least amongst us, the people who struggle the most and who had this down to a science, and so they wouldn't, you know, overdraft on their accounts. And then they would wind up, I remember one time that I had the same thing, had just enough money to cover the checks. And they purposely did that. And there was a cavalcade of checks that bounced. And the money that I had in the bank, I think it might have been $700 or $800 to pay the bills, were all consumed because they took the overdrafts. And when you're struggling, right, on a, you know, to pay your bills, that should never be legal. But those are the kind of things that we're talking about, Cindy, that are taking place, and many of the American people don't even notice these things are happening.
Yep.
Hey, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. So Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy who had a $200 million fortune. Let me repeat that. $200 million. I have to tell you, you know, I don't know. Calvin, did you ever buy anything from Mike Lindell?
I can't say I have.
Okay. So he had these commercials on all the time. MyPillow guy. You know, he morphed into everything. Blankets, shoes, you name it, he did. He was making a killing. Over a $200 million fortune. And right now, he is completely broke. Inside of a couple years, he blew his $200 million fortune, and he blew it in supporting Donald Trump. And it is an amazing thing to me. I don't know if we should have empathy for a man who clearly got took because he believed so much in Donald Trump that he put his entire fortune at risk and he lost it all. And you know, part of us should have empathy for every human being. But this man acts as though he hasn't learned his lesson yet, because he still, after all of this is gone, and I don't know how much he's going to be able to keep. You know, maybe he keeps his home. You know, maybe, you know, he doesn't keep that because he's going to get sued by Dominion. Dominion is threatening to sue him right now. And they're suing him actually for $1.3 billion. If you don't know, Dominion is the software company that sued Fox News and wound up with a $700 million settlement. But Mike Lindell lost a $200 million fortune. And I don't know how you ever recover from that. But he did this all because of his belief in Donald Trump. And I wonder if after this is all done and all over, I wonder if Donald Trump has called him and said, man, thank you. Even though thank you could never be enough. You know, could never be enough. This man has lost everything. And I wonder if Donald Trump is on the verge of losing everything himself. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby.
You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe. And is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to The Shaw. WAU.